And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 17th of April, 2012. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "My advice to you is not to inquire why or whither, but just enjoy your ice cream while it is on your plate." Thornton Wilder, born Madison, Wisconsin, 1897. Father was a diplomat. Wilder and his four brothers and sisters moved back and forth between Asia and the United States. Went to Oberlin, then to Yale, got a job teaching French at a boys' boarding school. In 1926, he spent the summer at McDowell Colony, Writer's Retreat in New Hampshire, and he started work on his new novel, The Bridge of San Luis Rey, set in the 18th century, story of a bridge that collapses in Lima, Peru, while five people are crossing it. The collapse witnessed by a Franciscan monk who becomes obsessed by it and tries to figure out why those five people had to die. Wilder finished it less than a year later. It was an immediate success, sold nearly 300,000 copies, which enabled him to quit his job and build a house for himself and his parents and his sisters in Hamden, Connecticut, which was his residence for the rest of his life. His plays were popular, especially Our Town and his play The Matchmaker, which was adapted into the musical Hello, Dolly. Somewhere every day, the play Our Town is being performed by somebody. And Emily says her line, "Oh, Earth, you're too wonderful for anybody to realize you. Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it every minute?" When he was 65, Thornton Wilder, famous writer, comfortable in Connecticut, busy being a literary man, he decided to escape from his own life and got in his Thunderbird convertible, drove west for 10 days. His car broke down in Arizona, just outside of Douglas, Arizona, and he got himself a hotel room and he stuck around for almost a year and got started on a novel, which came out 4 years later, The Eighth Day, and it won a National Book Award. Here's a poem for today by Mark Irwin, entitled For Jackson Pollock. In April, our new black-finned 1957 Ford Fairlane 500 was headed north on Route 23 towards Big Stone Gap when a semi-tractor trailer jackknifed in a thundershower turned hail and scattered Muriel cigars all over a green Virginia hillside. The driver, dazed, was ambulanced away, while my father and dozens of other men combed that hillside, gathering up the blunts, the panatellas, and the coronas they lit with so many small fires in the twilight. And as the sky cleared, and the rhododendrons flared gold, as the sun drifting somewhere over Kentucky, those men continued to discuss over and over how the big rig had so benignly split apart, multiplying the sleek, back-haired gypsy with the red scarf, red beads, and red lips all over that green hillside, and how the driver had escaped without so much as a hangover or a nosebleed. For Jackson Pollock, a poem by Mark Irwin from his collection Quick, Now, Always, published by Boa Editions Limited, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at constantcontact.com. And by reputation.com, offering patented protection for the online reputations of professionals and businesses, now including reputation assessments. Learn more at reputation.com. Written by Betsy Alistair, be well, do good work, keep in touch.